Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Reignite My Heart Podcast, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear our hearts apart. On Reignite My Heart, we discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our hearts back. That's 516-453-9118. Or you can listen online on any podcast outlet. Just type in Reignite My Heart and you will see Reconnect My Heart, and you able to listen in. Also, for those who may want to see the video version of Reconnect My Heart, you can type in ReconnectMyHeartPodcast.com, and you will see our videos. Number one, for those who have been trying to go on for the past couple of weeks, I totally apologize. I found out that there was a problem, and I was able to fix it. So if you go on to Reconnect My Heart Podcast, you would definitely see our live stream. I want to thank each and every one of y'all who are tuning in, and thank y'all so much for y'all continued presence and support. On today, we want to talk about taking a moment from the issues and the business of life to be able to collect yourself. We want to talk about that and much more. Times, we have to be able to just sit our behind down and take a break. See, for those who are so used to doing things, sometimes we can run ourselves ragged. Sometimes we can run the rubbers off the road. Look, it's just like us getting our cars, and we can run and run and run until the tires are bald. Don't you know that those who may be in a race, if you see them race cars, they're running and running. running in a fast pace, but then all of a sudden they go to the pit stop to exchange the tires. Now, if God can give man wisdom to change the tires or even just go to the pit stop, what about us as human beings? And don't you know, sometimes even with the busyness or with the issues that go on in our life, instead of us taking the chill pill, sometimes we try to medicate ourselves and we make things worse. We were not designed to make ourselves go in overdrive for an extended period of time. Notice, I said for an extended period of time. I know there are things that may happen where you get busy, and those that know me, I'm one of the characters that when it comes down to doing something, there have been times, now please don't get upset with me, there have been times that I have stood up over 24 hours, over 28 hours time. Matter of fact, my sister used to tell me, take it behind the bed. But when you're doing something that you love, You're so focused. You're so committed to it. But understanding that assignment or that task was only temporary. But there are other people, they run on overdrive for so long. Normalcy is abnormal to them. And so what I want to talk about to those who may be in that position, even like sometimes I have to make myself go on punishment for us to be able to just, come on now, look. God did not make us to go 7 days a week, 25 hours a day, 8 days a week. Come on now. Even when we look in the book of Genesis, after God made man, after God made the earth, after God did everything, he rested on the seventh day. Did he need to rest? No. Number one, he was finished. But also, he set an example for us. There should be time where we should be able to have a balance. We need relationships. One of the things I always talk about, we need four types of relationships. First, a relationship with God, very important. Relationship with your family, that's important. Social interaction, people outside of your family. It could be friends, it could be neighbors. But the fourth one, a relationship with yourself. You got to be able to do something that you like without feeling guilty. It's so many people that is so scared to do for themselves, but they are so normal to do it for others. They take care of others without knowing how to take care of themselves. And sometimes they don't know themselves. It's like some people, especially during this season of graduation, kids are graduating school, kids are moving out. And then what happens, they become empty nesters. And it's like they lose their mind because they lose. Don't get me wrong. It's okay for us to take care of our children and raise our children. Also, you have to have your own identity. Because when they're gone, you're going to have to deal with you. And if you don't know how to deal with you, then you're going to feel lost. Or you may try to find yourself through somebody else. Or you may have someone else to try to validate who you is. Yes. So that's not healthy. But also one of the things I always ask, like I said, you must take care of you. Who's going to take care of the one who's taking care of everybody else? And think about this. You can't rely on others to take care of you when they ain't qualified or they're not doing that for themselves. So how in the world you going to look for someone to take care of you when you're doing for them and they're not doing for themselves? So that's why it is so important for you to just take a chill pill. Like I said, normally, I make videos or write posts every day, but this week I had a situation to occur, and I just felt the need to just, it was like God just said, wait. See, if I had went on and did it when God was saying wait, then it wouldn't have been from God, or it would have been from my emotion. And sometimes what happens when we do things because we're so busy, we do things out of routine, then we don't get a fresh word to people. We don't give them a word from the Spirit of God. We give them a word from the flesh or the soul of man. See? So in other words, even when it pertains to giving people things from our soul or our flesh, then we give them our feelings or we give them our opinion. And opinion does not matter in a court of law. You need facts. And so in life, you must go on the facts that God has provided in his word and through his word. So that's why it is so important for you to focus on what God's word says and apply to your life. And so with that, being able to be okay with just, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and just take a chill pill. We all have to have a chill pill in our life sometime. And there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. Don't you know you have to have time for you to collect your thoughts? And I'm telling you from firsthand experience, one of the things I value and you have to make sure you have time for when situation comes or when the busyness of life comes, especially when things happen suddenly, all of a sudden, what you have time is to get away and hear from God. I cannot stress that enough. It is so important. It is your spiritual 911. It is your spiritual lifeline for you to be able to reach God. You have to talk to God. You have to talk to God and wait and respond in obedience. Wait for God's response. I cannot stress that enough. You have to wait. First of all, you have to talk to God. Get somewhere quiet. All throughout the Bible, you will hear or read where Jesus went out to pray. Jesus went out. Sometimes Jesus left the crowd to go up to the mountain. Sometimes Jesus left the crowd to do this, to do that. But the most important thing, if you notice, he valued his time with the Father. And that's what you have to do. I'm telling you, God is concerned about every aspect of our life, but he wants us to go to him about everything. Think about when you were a kid and something was going on in your life, and all of a sudden you see somebody maybe bullying you, and that person trying to prevent you from going to daddy. Oh, wow. That person trying to prevent you from going to daddy because they know daddy going to do something about it. But you have the opportunity to go to the Father. Nothing's going to stop you from going to the Father. You have to have that time. I'm going to tell you something. When people try to put demands upon you to give an instant answer, don't accept it. What they're saying is, I don't want you to pray about it. I don't want you to talk to God about it. The Bible tells us man should always pray and not faint. Simply means don't lose heart. Don't get discouraged. And so when things happen, prayer is our lifeline to help us to regroup, to help us get ourselves together. But you can't go on and on and on without prayer. You have to have that time, like I said earlier, to go to the pit stop of life and go to the Father and for you to hear what God has to tell you. God is concerned about every aspect of our life, and he wants to talk to you about it. And I'm telling you from firsthand experience, those that know me, so I'm not saying I'm nothing, but I serve someone that knows everything. So my responsibility is to go to the Father. And when I go to the Father, I'm waiting for his response. And then I give you what he gave me for us. So I want to encourage you, anything that goes on in life, don't wait for you to be able to try to figure out that you can't fix that. No, you go to the Father. Let that be your first response. See, things happen in life, but it's how we handle it. And so what's important is for us to make our response be automatic. Go to God. Talk to him about it. We have, look, first of all, we got God accessible to help us in every aspect of our life. But while we holding on, Why are we holding on to our problems when God is having his hand out? Because, look, he's the problem solver. We can't fix our own problem. Because if we could fix our own problem, then, hey, it wouldn't be a problem. But we go to the problem solver, but not on the last end. The very first thing that we should do is go to the Father. We have to go to him. We need him. Look, like I said, God knows everything. God knows everything. And so by him knowing everything, how about we go to him? We need to go to him. Let that be the first thing we do. Go to him and allow him to help us in our situation. So I want to tell each and every one of us, matter of fact, Ms. Simon, thank you. God bless you. And Ms. Williams, Rochelle Williams, thank you. When we think about our problem, first of all, if you think about it, there are things that happen in our life that will knock us on our feet. And like I said, sometimes those late night phone calls, you know, especially when you're used to getting a phone call and it's always bad news, it's like, oh my gosh. It's like certain times of the night when you get a phone call, you're like, uh-oh. It's like you just go into prayer mode. Lord, don't let this be bad news. Lord, what happened? Lord, who it is? Not a spam call. What's calling the people? They be a solicitor. There was a solicitor that called one morning about 3 o'clock. I was like, what in the world? I was upset temporarily until I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. It wasn't no bad news. But when you get them phone calls, when you get them, you know, them responsibility where things are thrust upon you, you're like, Lord, what do I do? And especially as a parent, those that may be watching, when you're a parent and sometimes your kids tell you things at the last minute, you need this for a project. But when your project due? Tomorrow. And you just not telling me? I don't care how upset you get, but you got to collect your thoughts and go ahead and get in the car, go to the store, and pick it up. You're like, Lord, look here, let this be your last time telling me at the last minute. Well, when it comes down to us, sometimes we can get overwhelmed. Sometimes we can get overwhelmed in life. And that doesn't mean that you ain't saved. Doesn't mean that you don't have salvation. It's something called life. Think about it. Blessed are those who mourn. In other words, if you think about grief, there's a time that we may grieve, but think about this. When you are experiencing a loss, regardless if it's a loss of a relationship, a loss of a loved one, a loss is a loss. But the thing is, for those who mourn, that means that there is a time to mourn. In other words, you got to allow yourself to go through the process of mourning or grieving. You can't suppress what you're dealing with. We have been so good at suppressing stuff, and we have allowed ourselves to have failing health, failing mindset, or failing mental health. We are so polluted with junk, foolishness, and God is trying to spiritually detox us, or even mentally or emotionally detox us, and for us to take a chip and say, hey, go to the pit stop, or press pause in life. And there, like I said, there are some things we don't have to be responsible for. Dwelling of the Holy Spirit in us, we're valuable, we're important. And so when the Holy Spirit living in us, and the Holy Spirit is important, and then that means the house that the Holy Spirit is living in is important. So you need to take care of the temple that the Holy Spirit is living in. In other words, take care of you. Take care of you. Sit down somewhere and take a chill pill. Like I said, we don't have to do all these things. Sometimes we take responsibilities upon ourselves, and God is trying to tell you, hey, you take care of your business, and you let grown folks take care of their business. Stop trying to pick up other people's responsibilities while you leave your responsibilities undone. Psalms 34:18 tell us, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and save the crushed in spirit, grieving. So in other words, the timing, God is allowing us time, but are we taking advantage of the time? John 16 and 33 tell us, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have overcome the world. Ecclesiastes, like I said earlier, Ecclesiastes 3, 4, and 5. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. It will not do you any good to be dancing at the time you need to be grieving. In other words, getting it out. You have to be able to get some stuff out. Like I said, regardless if it's grieving or even anger. The Bible tells us to be angry, but sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. See, unresolved anger turns to hatred. What you have to do is go through that process of acknowledging that, yeah, you're upset. But once you're upset, once you acknowledge it, then you whoop, let it out, let it go. You have to acknowledge it. It's just like for those who used to be back in the 70s and 80s, they used to have a program called Chic. And they say, or even Alcoholics Anonymous, admitted that's half the problem. Now you have admitted out of your own mouth. The Bible tells us, if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus Christ as thy Savior and believe the heart, God's raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But the key thing is to confess. In other words, whatever that may be going on, you have to get it out. You have to verbalize. Once you verbalize it, then you can get the help. But as long as you suppress it, as long as you're in denial, then you're going to look at that's everybody else's problem and not yours. So you have to be able to confront your issue by acknowledging that there is an issue and you got it. So once you do that, then you can get the help and the healing that is needed. Don't you know when you admit that there is a problem, it's like God can take the reins or the burden and lift them. It's just like those machines that have the claws and try to get the item. Well, it's like God can get the claws from heaven and put them on your shoulders. And when you admit, then it's like he just lifts your shoulders, lift the burdens. So it's so important for us to acknowledge, yes, there is a problem. And you know what? I can't deal with this, but God can. Also, I always believe in us being real and transparent. I don't care how you, well, you know, I've been saved for 55 years. That's great. Yeah, look, I grew up in church. I'm saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with fire. But also, I'm very transparent. Not just to be able to, you know, tell people my business. That's besides the point. I want you to know, hey, look here, I'm relatable. I'm going to throw this out there. When I lost my sister, me and God had a conversation after I made some phone calls. And you know what he told me? He said, all throughout this time, I've been preaching his word. I've been telling people how good he was and is. I've been telling people what God can do for them. But now I'm in a position where I have to show them. See, what I found out was, yeah, I've shared my testimony and all that stuff, but I found out now the spotlight have gotten brighter. The audience have gotten brighter. And so now I have to show them what God can do through the grief of my life, during the grief of losing my sister, during the grief of, I'm putting a spotlight, not to embarrass you or anything like that, but to show others what I can do through you, and also let people know that the same God that did it for me, he's willing to do it for you. I'm no different. I'm no different than anyone. But see, the key thing, I realize I cannot do this on my own. Yes, I am a preacher and everything, but if I don't rely upon God, if I don't hold on to his unchanging hand, I will fail. But I told God I need his help. I don't mind telling people, hey, look here, I'll be the first one. God, I don't know what to do. God, I'm this and that, blah, blah, blah. But God, I know you sit on a throne. And I know that you can do the impossible. All things are possible through you. So I'm relying upon you. I'm relying upon my faith instead of my feelings. And we got to go beyond our feelings and seek the faith, because God is true to his word. And I look at those situations that we deal with, look at those as opportunities for God to flex his muscles for our behalf. So I want to encourage each and every one of you. Yes, right now, you might have been doing some things. You might have been into some things. You might be dealing with problems and situations. You might be having a hell at work, a hell at home. The church next Sunday, I do, no. Because you know what? There are some situations may come that may distract you from getting to church. That may distract you from, you know, they may make you feel like, yo, you ain't going to make it. I want to tell you, you can make it and you will make it if you trust God. Whatever you may be dealing with, you just ask God, God, what did he say about it? God, what did you say about it? So as we get ready to pray, I want you to focus. I want you to be reminded of the promises that God said. And I want you to rely upon him. Not just what I said, because I'm telling you from firsthand experience that, yeah, my words, hey, it means nothing. But God's words mean everything. And also there are some who may be watching, who may be listening. I'm telling you from firsthand experience, I don't care what situation you're facing, nothing too hard for God. I don't care what it is. I don't care. Look here. I don't care what other people or what happened in other people's lives about the same situation. My question is, what did God tell you? Yeah, it might have happened in their life, but don't worry about that. You just ask God, God, what about me? What is for me to deal with this? Look here. Yes, it might be discouraging because it may seem like it's not working in other people's lives. But don't let that distract you from you going to God for yourself. Because what if that person didn't go to God? What if that person didn't talk to God? And they may be saved, yeah. Don't you know there are some that are believers? Yeah, we can be saved and everything. And sometimes we don't go to God first. So I want you to go to God. Talk to God. He's here ready for you. He's here inviting you to say, here I am. And, you know, it's so bad when, you know, we lose something and we trying to find it. We turn up the house and all of a sudden we're like, Lord, where it is? And all of a sudden he said, I've been waiting on you to ask me. And then all of a sudden he's like, he just dropping in your spirit. He's like, let me see. Man, it's right here. Because if we had to go to him first, we hadn't dealt with all the stress in the craziness, but we worry, we stress because we don't go to him first or wait for his response. That song that says, what a friend we have in Jesus, all of our sins and griefs to bear. Think about it. When you don't go to God first, that means you're going to Satan first. When you don't use God or have God as your first defense or first response, that means Satan is your first response. Because anything when it's not letting you go to God first, that means Satan or Satan's plan is first. Think about it. In other words, if God is not the first response by default, even if it's, well, I'm going my own ideology, that's what the devil wants you to do. The devil wants you to rely upon your own understanding, not God's. But remember, there's a way that seems right unto the man, but the end thereof. Death, problem, situation, situationships. So I want to encourage you. I want you to go to God, talk to God about it, and watch what he does. For those who may be unsaved, Romans 10:9 tells us that thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior, and believe in the heart God will raise him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Know that there is nothing too hard for God. Know that he's able to fix whatever's going on, whatever the problem is. Go to him. He's able to fix it. He knows, look here, he knows how to fix it, And also, he knows the root of the problem. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. We thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We come to you right now, God, we acknowledge your presence on today. So, God, we come to you right now, God. First of all, God, ask God to help us right now, God. There are situations that are going on that may be keeping us busy. There may be some things that may be overwhelming us. So, God, we ask God, help us, God, to press pause and go to you, God. Press pause and go to the pit stop. Press pause and for us to go to you, God, in every area of our lives, God. Help us right now, God, to surrender our will and our ways to you right now in the name of Jesus. God, this situation that may be going on, God, is too much for us, God, but we know that it's just right for you. And God, you can handle all of our situations at the same time right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God, for working everything, God. Thank you right now, God, for fixing the problem, God. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for lifting the burden, to raise and bow down here right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind everything the devil stands for. We cancel the devil's assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing, God. We thank you right now, God, for deliverance. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your working power right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak it right now, God, that you reach that child right now, God. That child that may be given the parents, child that may be misunderstood, or that child that may not understand their purpose, their identity. So, God, we come to you right now, God. Ask God to reach them, God. Rescue them before it's too late right now. In the name of Jesus, help them, God, in their situation, God. Help them, God, to be aware of your presence and your isness, God. Help them, God, to understand their identity, God. But most importantly, God, help them, God, to seek you for the purpose and plan in their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, God, there may be someone who may feel lost right now, God. Help them, God, to understand, God, that you are accessible and available for them right now, God. Help them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we speak right now, God, for those who may be grieving, God. Help them, God, in their time of hurt, God. Help them, God, to be able to even just take the time, God, to even grieve as a family, God. Even not only as a family, God, but even grieve individually, God. Help them, God, to be able to balance their time, God. Help them right now, God, with balance, with structure right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm seeing right now, God, even those who may need to set boundaries, God, give them the plan, God, to be able to set boundaries, healthy boundaries for their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, God, someone who may be dealing with worry and stress right now, God. We speak right now, God, that you lift, God, the responsibilities, God, that they don't need to have, God, and help them, God, to delegate responsibility to responsible people right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for everything you've done, God. We thank you, Lord, for answering prayers right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I thank each and every one of y'all who are tuning in. If you want to get in contact with me, I'm Brother Prater. I'm on Facebook. You can catch me on Facebook. I have my daily devotion and videos on there. But also, you can go to my app. I have a mobile app, Brother Prater. Yes, Brother Prater. I'm available on Apple and daily devotions and videos on my website and podcast and app also. Also, you can go to the store section of my website or app. We can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, and I'm going to have to get it. A Few Good Men, A Path to God of Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to encourage the men, you know, for us to get our homes right. Let's start with the men first. Let's get them out of the jailhouse and get back into the church house or their own house. And so A Few Good Men, and also it's for men and ladies. It's for both. Also, the second book, The Girl Who Was Her Brother's Keeper, The Love Beyond Life, is a tribute to my beautiful sister, Sheila Prater. Unfortunately, she was killed, domestic violence, and, you know, just continue to be keeping our family in prayer. And also, even with that book, what I found out a couple years ago as I was doing some book signings, God showed me that that book was not just talking about domestic violence, but also that book was to bring awareness for reconciliation within relationships, within siblings, We talk about relationships with boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife. That's great. But we fail to build relationships with siblings. And so I tell you, those that know my sister and I had a great relationship with my sister. I love her dearly. So I want that to be an opportunity for us to be able to, you know, build that relationship with our siblings. And so with that being said, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in. And thank you, Reconnect My Heart Podcast. God bless you, and good night. Have a blessed day and a blessed week.